neglected to ask David, Commissioner John, do you want to get the agenda and minutes approved, or do you want me just to kind of do that?
Well, you don't mind. You can just go ahead, Jeff.
Sure. Okay, well, it's 9 a.m. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Mechanical Technical Advisory Committee meeting of February 21st, 2024. Just be aware, please, of background noise. Keep your device on mute, but if you're on a phone, do not put it on hold. You can put it on mute. Please state your name each time speaking, and naturally wait to speak when your opportunities are offered. And TAC members, please state your names when making and seconding motions. Okay, well, let's go ahead and determine that we have a roll call. Commissioner John.
I am here.
Oscar Calleja. Elizabeth Cole.
Here.
Okay. Dan Griffin. Gary Griffin. Joseph Greiner.
Here. Here.
Okay. Very good. Alex Hernandez. Pittman.
Here.
Rick Sims. Pete Kintella.
I am here.
All right. Okay, we're one shy of a quorum. I'll try again. Oscar Calleja, Dan or Gary Griffin, Alex Hernandez. Who's here?
Ryan Mubby is on the line for as a representative for Gary H. Griffin.
All right, so you're Brian. What was your last? Sorry, what was your last name? Oh, I see. Okay, Brian Mubby. Okay, very good. All right, well then we just have a quorum, but I'll check again either for Dan Griffin, Alex, Kenny, or Rick, or Oscar. All right, well, we have 6 of 11, so we have a quorum, so we can start business. Let's see, we have Norman Bellamy, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Arlita Peters, and Justin Vogel from DBPR, and I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. So without further ado, first order of business is today's agenda is to provide the commission with your recommendation on the one remaining glitch amendment that was submitted for consideration, provide your recommendation back to the commission, and to approve the agenda and the minutes from the January 23rd meeting. Unless there's any questions, is there a motion by name and a second by name to approve the agenda as posted, please?
Donnie, approve.
Yeah, be second. I'll be second.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Pittman and Kintella, respectively. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That's unanimous. Unless, does anybody have any corrections or revisions to the January 23rd, 2024 meeting minutes? If not, is there a motion to accept those minutes as they were posted?
Motion to accept.
Don, Kintella.
Kintella and Pittman. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, well then let's jump into the business of the meeting today, and that is to provide your recommendations on this glitch amendment. So the process, as you probably recall from January, I'll introduce, in this case, the one single item that's on the glitch amendment that's before us. The proponent will have an opportunity 3 minutes to speak. Anybody else in favor will have the same. Anybody in opposition will have the same. If there are pros and cons, there's 1 2-minute collective rebuttal. That means each side, not each person. Obviously, the proponent whoever will be the one, and then whoever else is on the other side will decide at that moment. So in order for the tax recommendation to the commission is essentially twofold. First, does this amendment meets the glitch criteria. That is, it conflicts within the updated code, conflicts between the updated code and the Florida Fire Prevention Code. Unintended results from the integration of the previously adopted model codes, equivalency of standards, changes to or inconsistencies with federal or state law, and the last one is a proven need to adopt an updated edition of the NEC, which would not apply in this case. I won't go into the errata definition since you have none in front of you here today. So, in essence, after you hear from that, we'll come back to the TAC for a motion. You can either make a motion that, yes, it does meet the GRIDGE criteria and recommend approval as it was submitted, or if you make a tweak or as modified, or you can recommend denial, or, I'm sorry, that meets the GRIDGE criteria, or you can say it does not meet the GRIDGE criteria and then recommend denial. Okay, so without further ado, let's go ahead and start, and let's see, we have, let me just get the right document in front of here. We have MFPC M, Chapter 7, Glitch Number 1, was submitted by Skip Gregory, and let me get my timer set here.
Hey, Jeff.
This
is Mark.
Do you want to say something first?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that everybody has the information they need from the agenda, meeting agenda. If you click on item number 4, is the link to take you to a matrix. That matrix, it has in it the detailed reports for the mechanical tag, which has the specific information about the request. And so on. So I hope everybody has the opportunity to review it and find it. So if not, we'd like to guide you to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mo. All right, Skip, if you'll say your name and representation, I'll start your time. I'll give you a 1 minute and a 30-second warning. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Skip Gregory. I'm a architect and a health consultant on healthcare projects with Health Facility Consulting, LLC. This issue came up on a project that was being designed under the 8th edition of the Florida Building Code when the ductwork was being placed through a one-hour rated fire barrier surrounding a soil utility room. We realized, or the mechanical engineer realized, that even though the Florida Building Code in 717.5.2 under fire barriers did pick up the exceptions in the International Building Code, the Florida Mechanical Code did not do the same. So now we have the Florida Building Code is out of sync with the Florida Mechanical Code in that particular exceptions. In the 2023 edition of the Florida Building Code did adopt the revisions to the Florida, to the International Building Code and put it into the 8th edition of the Florida Building Code. Those exceptions, under certain circumstances, allow less than 26 gauge metal ductwork to be used in without a fire damper in certain situations where you have flex duct going to a register or a return in a room, inside of a room. So there are two such exceptions to that. The Florida Building Code has
1 minute, Skip.
Thank you. The Florida Building Code, as I said, did incorporate this, and it is now part of the 8th edition of the Florida Building Code. However, the Florida Mechanical Code did not put it in, and so this glitch submission is to coordinate the two codes, Florida Building Code and Florida Mechanical Code, 8th edition. Thank you.
Thanks, Skip. Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support of this proposed glitch amendment?
Scott McGavin, BOAF.
Go ahead, Scott.
like to speak in support, and also just another little clarification. Another thing that wasn't brought over is just the word fully ducted. The word fully in a couple of locations was not brought over to the mechanical code, along with what Skip was saying about the exception for flex connectors. So BOAF is in support to make the mechanical code match the building code. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in support?
Yes, yeah, so Scott Wallace, East Country Administration, also was speaking in support of the glitch.
Okay, very good, Scott. Anybody else? Hey, Jeff, is there anybody?
This is Mal. Jeff, this is Mal.
Sure. Is there anybody who, in the public who wishes to speak in opposition? All right. I don't hear anybody else. We'll come back to the TAC. Go ahead, Mo, if you want to say something first.
Yeah. I just want to make sure we are clear about what we are doing here. The petitioner has submitted the changes. Hello? Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
No, this is somebody else, but I think Jim muted him. Go ahead.
I've submitted the changes to 717.5.2 fire barrier of the Florida Building Code building. And the idea is to replicate the same change into section 607.5.2 fire barrier of the mechanical code. The only thing we make, the changes that we are accepting at this point, if you look at the change to the 2021 mechanical code, which was we trying to really incorporate into the 2023 mechanical code, it does have the word fully being added both in exception 3, it says fully ducted HVAC, and it's also where it says fully ducted HVAC system. The only thing we're adding is the exception, which Skip stated with regard to the flex duct, to start from outlet and inlet terminal, etc., and those exceptions. Those are those changes are identical to what's in how sections 717.5.2 of the building code was changed under the 2023. So if you accept the change as stated in for the 2021 mechanical code 607.5.2, it will cover what's really the correction needed. Thank you.
Okay, so Mo, just for clarification in terms of crafting a motion, is what Skip proposed exactly what you just said, or is there some, what you said suggests some as amended? So
exactly the same. So what we need to do is the vote is to incorporate the change to the mechanical tab, to mechanical code 2021 section 607.5.2 into the 2023 mechanical code.
Okay. Okay, TAC members, you've heard from the public in support. You also heard Mo just explaining, you know, what the glitch exactly is, essentially correlating the two, the building and the mechanical code, to reflect the same language. So any questions, discussion, or if you want to make a motion that it is a glitch as submitted or something else?
Jeff, can I just make a comment that I totally support this? I think it's a good idea that we get this in sync with the other, the International Mechanical Code, so I support it.
All right, thank you, Commissioner. TAC members, what's your pleasure?
This is Pete. Could I see on the screen, could I see the staff's recommendation?
Yeah, Jim, if you click on the link and go to the mechanical tag, a detail report.
All right, let me go.
Hey, Jim?
I'm working on it, Mo.
All right, buddy.
All right. Mo, I have to actually go back to the other. Give me a second.
If you want to give me the screen, I have it on my desktop. On my computer, I can show it.
Now you want the detail report?
Yeah, the detail report on there for the mechanical pack.
All right.
Are you bringing it to me?
No, I was trying to bring it up.
Okay. Now, if you go all the way down to the end of this document, okay, here's the stop here. That's what we were doing, the adding the word fully and then adding the exception, which is highlighted where it says outlet and inlet terminal, etc., and the 3.1 and 3.2. That's all what we're adding there.
Right here. Thank you. All right, TAC members, unless there's other questions, is someone prepared to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. Brian Mummy.
A second, no, this is Pete.
Is your motion, Brian, to recommend?
Yeah, commit my motion.
This is the glitch.
Yes, recommend.
Prove as submitted.
Prove as submitted, yes. That's my recommendation.
All right. And we have a second from Pete Kintel. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Then the motion carries unanimously. Very good. All right. Is there any other anybody from the public that needs to comment at this time, or any TAC member that has any additional comments? If not, I would turn to you, Commissioner John, to say we stand adjourned.
We stand adjourned at 9:17. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, folks.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.